Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, what's going on? And of course, a lot of interesting stuff is happening, and we see markets on Wednesday had a key reversal, and many will blame that on the Federal Reserve. And I'll say that, okay, if that's what you choose to do, you can blame it on the Federal Reserve notes. But we already knew it was in the notes, and we can't keep trying to pin blame. How about there's a little profit taking? How about that? How about that? Stocks like Tesla that continue to be bought up, and the stock runs 25% in an extremely short period of time. Okay, and then and doesn't make any money, and in from the 20th of March. It goes up to from 240 to 304, and they don't make any money. And Elon Musk is a billionaire. How's that? I mean, is that not similar to the 90s? Now, there was some jackass on the TV yesterday saying, well, no, it's not similar. And I go, okay, well, what's not similar about it? Tesla does not make any real money. Yes, we know that the original internet companies made no money, but that some did survive. And there was Cisco, there was Intel, and everything got overvalued. And you don't think that Amazon going up $15 a day now, all of a sudden, I mean, at 900, is not a little bit overvalued? You're talking about a company that is, what the heck is it? You're talking about a company that's got a PE ratio of 200? Okay, I mean, they make money. I give them credit. Look, they're a good company. But are you telling me that all of a sudden they're worth this, or Apple that just goes up every day? That does, and again, another good company, but out of the three, Apple's the only real company that makes money. Amazon's going to conquer the world or go broke trying, but yet they continue to run up. Now we didn't think there was going to be some sort of an issue, and all of a sudden the financials continue to go up like they were free. I think we have to, grow up and realize that stocks don't go straight to the moon. Okay. That's number one. Number two, the markets are extremely overvalued. I don't care what anybody says. Now, it doesn't mean we're going down tomorrow, but I don't care what anybody says. The markets are extremely overvalued. The valuations that are in there are built on so many promises. And, they're talking about, somebody said yesterday, a BAFO first quarter. All right. Could it be? Well, we better have a BAFO first quarter if they want to match the rally that they put in the market here. I mean, are you kidding me? Do you really think that this market could go up forever? I mean, this is exactly the way that markets end. Okay. Again, and I'm not predicting it right now. I'm just saying this is the way that markets end, because this is when people get nuts and start making up excuses for things that are happening in the market. And they keep saying, okay, and that is, again, what I'm trying to tell you here is that at some point there's going to be some profit taking. I'm a big fan of the stock market. I don't think that the markets are bad. I'm a big supporter. I'm a big buyer. Okay. I'm a guy that believes in the market. And of course, if you've taken my hedging class, that I'm a big believer in the market. Okay. But at the end of the day, You know, we don't care. We know that markets at some point have to have some sort of a sell-off. Why? Well, because somebody's going to eventually take a little bit of profit out of the market. That's why. Because now we have a buildup on ridiculous proportions of what we're going to see. You know, you cannot have a market that only goes straight up. It just does not work that way from a point of watching for years. We will see that markets themselves will find a level. And when they're truly free markets, they usually find them a little bit faster. But again, you cannot believe that we can go up at this pace day after day. You cannot believe that these stocks are all of a sudden worth 25% more than they were a month ago. The metrics don't work that way. You have too many things in markets that can go wrong. Now, we know that the economy is trying to get better, but we also know that the average guy is still in his own private recession. The government, the Fed, will not call it a recession, but I will. I will call the private small guy is still in a recession because they still do not have the ability to borrow money. They still do not have the ability to do the things that they need to do. So you have to say, okay, so let's see where we go from here. And if we can get some growth, if they start building the wall, if they get with the pipeline and we can get these people to work, then maybe we'll meet the justification of where we are today. All right. We are in ridiculous times here because it is very much like the 90s, where stocks just go up for no reason. What would it take for us to really sustain the valuations that we're seeing right now? Well, it'd take a lot more employment, that's for sure. It would take a lot more growth, that's for sure. But, you know, we continue to hear over and over again the same things from people that want you to believe that this time is different. And we all know that it's never different. This is the whole thing in a nutshell. Markets are not different. Markets are driven by the human beings. They're driven by emotion. Even the computers are programmed to be driven by emotion, believe it or not. Because remember, the programmers are humans. You can write code all you want, but you're looking for a certain thing. So when you watch these markets run, it's pretty simple to understand where we are. And you know we are at we're still well overvalued. I mean, the little reversal on yesterday was no big deal. I mean, I think you've got a lot of these days coming, and I think you're going to see a lot more big sell-offs coming. And until that changes, you know, and until we get some real markets working here, you're going to see that we'll have a lot of these types of days. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here for a break. But go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, my brand new Emmy Award, well, not yet, but soon to be Emmy Award winning, Bubba's Bottom Line, available at bubbatrading.com. Go check it out. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will come right back with more, and we're going to talk about Jeffrey Lacker and the Fed. Be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and what the heck is going on, everybody? So, all of a sudden, the news comes out, and the news is about the Federal Reserve. Surprise, surprise. Like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise. That ain't my finger neither. Anyways, so all of a sudden, we find out that Richmond Fed President Jeffrey Locker was giving away inside information. And of course, it was only one time. This was the first and only time that he did that. Okay. Now, again, this goes, it is amazing, right? I guess it goes back to the old thing, deny. Because if that is a fact, and I can't dispute it, I can only listen to what they say, but being somewhat worldly, being somewhat around, being born in the streets, I find it very hard to believe that that is indeed the case. What about you? Do you believe that that was the first time he'd ever done that? I mean, to me, it seems kind of interesting that after all this time, you know, that this is the first time that a guy sniffed off. And I'm wondering, you know, was he given any dough for this? And I'm not saying that he was, because I don't know. I mean, again, I can't answer whether or not he was. But I can say that, you know, anytime there's money involved, people do tend to do things they might not do. All right. And of course, as of yet, there's been no charges filed. But let's kind of look at this from the standpoint of greed. All right. So here's the guy who's got information. You know, I often used to kid around as, you know, I'd like to, you know, marry Alan Greenspan's daughter, you know, when he was the Fed chair. Obviously, having that information before anybody else is pretty valuable. And people have gone to great lengths to get that information because obviously you can really do something in the markets. And we have seen at times, if you recall, like 30 seconds or milliseconds, you know, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, like an eternity in trading. We have seen markets make ungodly moves right before the announcement comes out. Now, again, I'm not saying that he did anything wrong, except for that one time. But I am saying that I've heard this 1,000 times, that it was the first time I ever did this. It was my first time. You know, I find that very troubling. I find it very troubling that we have a guy like that. I find it very troubling that he is not facing any charges. I mean, it's illegal. What happened, telling a bank ahead of time what they're going to do is highly illegal, in my opinion. This goes back into, you know, if you go back and look at some of the old, you know, the whale trade in Wells Fargo. I mean, Wells Fargo got grilled and got fined $100 and some million. But yet Jeffrey Locker is retiring, so he's going to walk away, giving away sensitive information. I mean, you tell me what's worse, opening bank accounts for people who are getting them credit cards, or giving away information that is highly sensitive that can lead to billions of dollars of profit for somebody. You know, I got to tell you something. I don't like where we go. And this goes back into, and I don't want to bring up Hillary Clinton. Okay. But just for comparison, you know, she got in no real trouble either and still was running for president. Yet she did things that were not legal. All right. So now here we are. And everybody else, you and I'd be in jail right now, wondering if we would ever get out. And here he is just resigning with no charges to be filed. Now, again, I'm not accusing, because I don't know all the facts. But certainly there is a credibility issue there. Certainly a leak from a Fed president is a problem. And the problem really stems now is, how often was there a leak? How many times did he leak information? And is there anybody else doing it? I mean, certainly I found it amazing on February 11th, 2016, that the absolute stone bottom of the market in 2016, that Janet Yellen called Mario Draghi. Janet Yellen called Campbell. And Jamie Dimon bought 500,000 shares of J.P. Morgan stock at the absolute bottom of the market. Now, coincidence? I don't know. What do you think? Again, I don't like the Federal Reserve to begin with. I think that they're a legalized Ponzi scheme anyways. But now you've got this going on. So you have a Fed leak. How many leaks have there been? Are they going to do any investigation? Are they going to go further into it? The answer is probably no. But don't you think that they should? I mean, is this really the way we live now, where we don't look into these things and we're just going to give them a pat on the back and say, well, nice job. Sorry that you got caught cheating. I mean, you know, I've always said, and I continue to say, that Bernie Madoff had help from the inside. All right. Now, it had to be somewhere along the line, because there's no way that a Bernie Madoff does what he does and gets away with it the way that he did, because it was virtually an impossibility that he could do that. Okay. Because the things he said he was doing, all it would take was a first year student who took information about the markets to realize that what he was saying was impossible. So he had to have help. So this is my problem with these Fed people, with these regulators. They look at the low-hanging fruit and they don't fight the ones they should be fighting. I mean, the bottom line is the Bernie Madoffs of the world and the people like that are the ones that are destroying the system, but they don't get any problems. All right. Jeffrey Lacker, for giving out information, is destroying the trust of the system. So now, again, you look back and you go, geez, you know, there was a really weird move right before the number came out. And I can give you the dates, actually, because I actually know. I mean, I've watched it. All right. But at the end of the day, so all of a sudden we have, okay, well, it's okay. And, you know, again, here's your gold watch. Goodbye. To me, you know, did he give any information to any of his family? Did they profit at all from any of this stuff? You know, obviously, again, very powerful stuff. You know, this goes back to insider trading, you know, back in the day. I mean, is what he's doing any different than Ivan Boesky? All right. I mean, you know, again, you cannot tell me that this is just purely a coincidence, nor that he did it one time and he got caught. Okay. Now, what I find more troubling is that I believe the event was in 2012. I mean, so first of all, what happened the last 4 years? All right. And what happened before then? These are things that become very troubling to me, because, again, you're dealing in an industry with a lot of money at stake. And not only is it money that you make, but there's money lost as well. And if it's not being done fairly through a true free market system, I would say that that becomes a little bit of a problem myself. What do you think? To me, it's a scary, scary thing, because, again, the Fed's been around for 100 and some years, and certainly the ability to track some of these activities was not as easy as it is today. I'm just wondering what it might have been way back in the day. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, of course, libertytalk.fm. It gets you the download of the Bubba Show every day. And, of course, you can also get the Sporting Edge there. And, you know, we're going to start a new hedging class and a new futures class in the next week or two. If you'd like to check it out, go to bubbatrading.com, and we'll be happy to hook you up. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
That whistle is 10 o'clock. Don't let it go.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we just got through talking about Jeffrey Lacker and the Fed. And of course, the Fed is, I don't know, fed up. You see my books, my friend, the book for my friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, Fed Up. I tell you, it's sad that these are the things that go on in the people that are controlling the money. Did you ever wonder about what they're doing with the money that they're controlling? I think that becomes yet a bigger problem. I think that becomes yet a story untold. Of course, there's another story untold, and that is, well, it's not untold. It's Big Mouth Elizabeth Warren. Now, I got to tell you, I obviously I do media, I'm involved and I get a lot of these questions, but I got to tell you something. Okay. Elizabeth Warren cries and cries and cries. And she's, I don't know. I personally don't care for her, but maybe you do. And that's quite all right. I mean, we don't have to like the same people. I certainly don't like what she stands for. I certainly don't like somebody who makes a big stink. And of course, the big stink I'm talking about now is equal pay for women. Now, I personally believe that women should be paid equally. In fact, if they do a better job, they should be paid more. I don't think when it comes to being paid, it should matter what you are. Child, woman, man, old person, retired, whatever. All right. It doesn't matter what you are. If you do a better job, you should be paid for it. That's it. That is the free market system. If you do the best job, you should get the most pay. Shouldn't matter whether or not you're a male or female or whatever you are. Okay. It should matter on who does the best job. But, we've had this debate for years. And of course, one of the reasons that they put in a minimum wage was because of slave labor, which had to do with children, women and children. So they had to do something so they could protect them. So now you've got, I guess the number is 79. Women make 79% of what men make for the same job. I guess that's what the number is. Either way, they're entitled to get the same. That's my opinion. I stand by that. I think women are equal to men in any capacity, except sometimes when it comes down to just physical strength. If you're talking about what the physical body, you won't necessarily have the same strength. But from an intellectual standpoint, there's a lot of great women CEOs. There's a lot of great men CEOs. There's a lot of dogs of men, and there's a lot of dogs of women that are CEOs as well. So, again, it shouldn't matter. The matter should be in the bottom line. And I think we can all agree on that. All right. So now in her own office, all right, her employees, women make less than men. Now, here's somebody who's bitching about it like crazy. All right. Yet she herself pays less. And the national average is 79% or 79 cents per dollar. In Elizabeth Warren, you work for Elizabeth Warren, you get 71 cents per dollar compared to the men. So where are we? What happened? So really, this is the person that gets voted in. This is the person that wants to control the banks. This is the person that wants to do all this stuff, but yet one of her main campaign or main purposes, she does not even take care of it herself. And you tell me, Is that, would we call that legitimate? Would we call that right? I don't know. Again, I have a great deal of trouble when I see that kind of stuff, because to me, it's not right. Okay? I mean, again, certainly when you certainly you have a setup that here she is talking about it, yet she doesn't even pay her own women. You know, and here she is. I bet she's got a lot of money in the bank too. I bet she's got a lot of dough. And I don't have, listen, I got no problem with that. You're entitled to have a lot of dough in this country. That's the beautiful part about it being an American. You can make what you can make, but certainly not on my backs. And don't change, don't try and try to change the rules in the system that you made money on. This is where I get really frustrated, is when I watch and listen to these imbies bitch and moan and whine at the very system or the very country that they were able to make all their money. Now, again, I have to find it interesting, okay, that we as Americans stand for this. And how can you vote somebody like that in? What could you, and again, I have an issue. I can't see what we see in some of the people that we vote into office. Now, I have no problem, you know, Democrat, Republican, I don't care. I'm more of a center guy. You know, I'm right on some issues. I'm left on other issues. And at the end of the day, you know, again, I'd like to go back to the to when the parties were pretty similar and the issues were just some slight issues. But that's not where we're at. And I actually believe that's what Donald Trump is. I think Donald Trump is more of a center guy than a right guy. And I think everything that comes to a decision is when he has to make that decision and declare whether he's right or left, like he's obviously one on the right. What does he say? He says, we're going to put it to the states. You know, the states take care of it. And I got no problem with that. All right. But I have a problem with a woman that she can't, that champions women, but yet doesn't pay them. That does the very thing that she's crying about to her own people. To me, that's not logical. To me, that's just garbage. I mean, so, you know, this is what we have running our country today in many facets. We've got Fed people, Jeffrey Lacker, who did something I did a no-no. All right. And again, I'm sure there's others, and I'm sure it's been more than once. I don't have any proof. I am not accusing. I'm just guessing. Then you've got Elizabeth Warren, who campaigns or champions for women and yet doesn't pay them. But these are the people that we continue to put in power. And why? For what reason would we want to have them in power for? They're not looking out for you. That's the problem. Politics, the government is supposed to be looking out for us, not stealing from us. And this is the problems that continue to repeat themselves over and over again over time. And this is why they have too much power. And this is why I think things need to be changed. This is where the big problems start to lay out and start to play. And I really can't understand where and how we got here. Because we're smart people, but obviously we've been outsmarted. I mean, we get outsmarted by, you know, Warren Buffett all the time as he whines and moans about we should pay more taxes, but yet he's never going to pay more taxes just by the sheer way that he set up his own stuff. Where is it that we're going to actually eventually figure this out? Will we figure it out that the people of power do not have our best interests? And I'm sure there's a few. I can't say them all. I mean, I can't blanket at all, but certainly I can look at the activity over the last, you know, in my lifetime, 60 years, and say that it hadn't been very good. And it continues to shift. And somehow I was making 10% of what I make now and live in a better lifestyle before. Somewhere the logic just doesn't fit. Somewhere the whole picture doesn't fit. And somehow, for my farmer buddies, corn is still $3 a bushel, $3.60. Where does it fit? Where is the logic here, right? Now, you know, you go to stores, you see all these prices going up, and yet here's the farmers busting their ass, and they're stumbling on $3.60. You realize that it probably, by the time it gets through, probably costs them that to get it in the ground, maybe more. So where is the fair and equal judgment here? I mean, this is the problem that I see across the board. The people that are killing themselves that shouldn't make the money are struggling, and they got to struggle all the way through. I mean, they got to sweat through the whole season, right? But here's Elizabeth Warren won't even pay her women the same as her men. You know, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's one of those conundrums. I don't know. I can't say. I can't accuse because I don't have any fact. But I do have a fact on that. And that is the facts that her women make 71 cents for every dollar the men make. And the national average is 79 cents. So somehow not only is she taking it to them, but she's taking it to them better than anybody else. God bless. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here for a break. But before we do, remember, libertytalk.fm will get you the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, my brand new Bubba's Bottom Line, available at bubbatrading.com. And check out my hedging and futures class if you want to become better. Love to have you as part of it. This is the Bubba Show. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, it's been one hell of a bitch session so far today. And I don't know why. Should we stop now? I don't know. I mean, you know, I do a segment on this on my Monday night call. But, you know, I look at all the stuff that's going on. And I find it very, very frustrating from a citizen, from a voter, from a businessman, at the things that we have to do. But what really pisses me off, okay, what really gets to me is that when it's all said and done, we end up paying the bill for all this stuff. We, okay, you and me end up paying the tab for all this stuff. You tell me if you believe that's fair, okay? We get to pay the bill for everything that they do wrong. And, of course, they want more inflation because they want us to pay more. They want to pump up our assets so that we can pay more taxes there. And to me, I don't know. I got to wonder who. No, I mean, I got to wonder. All right. Why do we continue to put up with it? You know, I got to wonder, is this real? Is this life? Is this what we've come to? That the few who have the power stick it to the masses, the middle class, at every opportunity. And certainly, I think you can see by the votes, I think you can see by what's going on right now in Congress and in the Senate. I think you can see what's going on with these Supreme Court nomination. I mean, again, I had nothing against Merrick Garland. You know, I thought they could have at least interviewed him and, you know, then passed. But, you know, again, who am I? I mean, you know, this is, I think that is one of the bigger problems that we have to deal with, is that you have people in government that like are spiteful. Right. But in the meantime, they're not spiteful when it comes to grabbing our cash. They won't be spiteful when it comes to the debt ceiling debate. They won't be so spiteful the next time we're going to go over the fiscal cliffs. then they'll be happy to be partners and get in bed together. And there is another issue that I find extremely troubling, all right, that we get the honor of paying for all this stuff, you know, and one of the problems is within our own selves. You know, we don't step up and vote out these people that control us. That's another thing that is always a wonder. I mean, we know that you get it stuck to you. Why are we so complacent about what's going on? I mean, we stepped up and voted for Trump and got him elected. So I get that. But where is it that we will follow through? You know, we are the majority. And, you know, we have the power if we would take advantage of the power. But we get put down too fast. And, you know, we've been brainwashed for so many years that this is the way that it works. Well, maybe it shouldn't work that way. What do you think? I mean, you know, again, I think, you know, I'm a free market guy. I think that if you make, you know, they used to call it, you know, was it sow, eat what you sow, whatever those things, you know, I can never remember. But I believe that you should be able to make whatever you can make. I believe that you should be able to earn whatever you can earn. I believe that you should be able to, you know, have a free market society. I don't believe in the manipulation of currency. I don't believe in, you know, what goes on. I don't believe in the Federal Reserve as it is today. I think that you've seen a continued knockdown of the dollar or the power of the dollar. And yet, you know, we continue to support that. Now, there I think in lies the bigger problem, because look at what you have in office around you. Just the ones that are such big mouths. All right, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders bitches about the very thing that he is. He lives off the government. He never worked a day in his life other than politics, but he has no real life experience. But yet there he is. And he almost got to be, you know, nominated for president. I mean, where is it that we realize that these people, they don't have our interests in their heart? They get their own. I think that, you know, there needs to be a lot of things done. I believe that overall, I mean, the system needs to be revamped. Now, how are you going to do that? That I have no idea. I mean, somehow we have to change the way everybody's voted in. Somehow we have to come up with some kind of term limits, because it's one thing to have a bad politician, a bad president, a bad whatever. It's another thing to have them in there forever. Now, obviously, they've solved most of that problem with the president. But again, the president should be just one term because, you know, again, they spend too much time getting reelected and then they're done. I do not believe the Supreme Court should be for life. I think that it should have a 10-year appointment or something, whatever. Figure out a number. I don't mind the appointment, but I don't like the lifetime term. I don't think that you should have a senator be a senator for 30 years. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that they should be. I don't think they should get any more than, you know, two terms. My personal opinion. I mean, you might want to make it one term. You might want to clean. You know, I mean, maybe you want to clean house every 6 years, everywhere. We can get the renting for 6 years. I mean, again, I don't know. I'm just spouting off about a few things, but certainly, the way it's going right now is a problem. The things that we're doing right now are not helping. Except if you want to count building debt. If you want to talk about raising debt, yeah, we're doing great. Okay? We keep clanging up that debt, baby. And it keeps getting higher and higher. And, you know, do you want to really, you know, continue to grow the debt for your kids, your grandchildren? I mean, do you not think that at some point there's going to be a problem here? I certainly think there's going to be a problem here. You know, I'm concerned. I mean, I'm not too concerned for myself. I mean, hell, I'm old. I could drop anytime. But I'm certainly worried about my kids, my grandchildren, and everybody else. I mean, that I think is a problem, and I'm not happy with the whole situation. I mean, I'm not happy with the way the stock market's going up because I think it's ridiculous. I'm not happy that Locker is most likely going to face no sentence, no jail time. I mean, I think that's a pretty serious thing. I mean, I know Ivan Boesky went to jail. A lot of guys went to jail for that. What was his name? Was it Kaplan? I forget who it was. Whatever the guy's name was. Again, those are serious issues. And you can't have that in this country. But yet, there it is. So, you know, again, I love America. God bless America. I'm proud to be an American. But we need to do some work here because too many things slip through the cracks and too many people end up in a bad position, and it's all for naught. And there's too many people that get away with too many things that they shouldn't be. And that's more of a fact than anything else. And again, I just cite some of the trials, some of the hearings we've had on the Hill. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, I thank you for being here for the day and listening to me bitch. And you can want to hear more of it, go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends, which is done by Xander. And of course, go to BubbaTrading.com and check out our new hedging and futures class. That'll do it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.